Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tabreed H1 Financial Results Analyst Conference Call. I will now hand over to your host, Jacinta Bet, CEO, Steve Ridlington, CFO, and Leyla Al-Marashi, VP of Communication. Sirs, madam, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Leyla Al-Marashi, VP Communications for Tabreed. On behalf of Tabreed management team, I would welcome you all and thank you for joining us for the H1 2017 results conference call. Before we begin our presentation, I would like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Kindly refer to slide two of the presentation for the detailed disclaimer. I would now request you to turn to slide three for today's agenda. Today's call will follow the usual pattern with Jassim, our CEO, providing a quick overview of the first half performance and events. Following that, Steve, our CFO, will discuss the financial performance in more detail. Jassim will then conclude the presentation, and we will open the line for your questions. With that, I'll now hand over to Jassim to begin today's presentation. Thank you, and over to you, Jassim.
Thank you, Leyla, and thank you everyone for joining us today. I'd like to begin by highlighting our first half 2017 performance and providing a snapshot of recent events. Building on the strong start to 2017, we have continued a robust performance in H1 2017 with a 17% increase in our chilled water revenues and a 20% increase in our net profit. This is driven by over 68,000 tons of consolidated capacity additions made in the second half of 2016. In January 2017, we reported that we expect to add at least 60,000 tons of capacity by the end of 2018. Building on the momentum of Q1, we added another 16,000 tons of capacity in Q2, including new capacities at Warner Bros. Theme Park at Yas Island, Abu Dhabi, and a new plant at Rumal Castle in Muscat, Oman. This takes the total capacity additions to 36,000 tons during the first half of the current year. We remain positive about the rest of 2017. Turning to some of the important corporate events that took place in the second quarter. As you're all aware, in June 2017, Mubadala, our largest shareholder, announced they will convert all of their mandatory convertible bonds into shares and sell 40% of Tabreed to ENGIE, the global energy company. Mubadala will own 42% of Tabreed and will remain our largest shareholder. At the board meeting yesterday, the board of directors approved the conversion of the MCBs, increase in the share capital of the company, and transfer of 40% of Tabreed to ENGIE. The next steps is to take the necessary regulatory approvals, following which the shares will be listed. Also during the second quarter of 2017, Tabreed closed a 10-year, 1.5 billion dirham Islamic financing facility, which has been used to partially repay short-term corporate debt. We'll talk more about these developments in the presentation as we move on. If we move to the next slide. This slide should be familiar to most of you by now. Tabreed is contributing to the region's growth, providing an efficient and environmentally friendly way of providing cooling and enabling sustainable development. As our business grows, so does our positive environment footprint. During the second quarter, we added one new plant in Rumal Castle in Oman, and now we own and operate 72 plants across the region, delivering over 1,084,000 tons of cooling and providing environmentally friendly cooling. Our operations saved 1.4 billion kilowatts of energy consumption in 2016, enough to power 48,000 homes for a year. If I can move to the next slide. Tabreed is the only listed district cooling company in the world. UAE is our base of operations, where we have presence in six of the seven emirates, providing 769,000 tons of cooling to our customers through our 63 plants. Our presence in the GCC is strong. In addition to the UAE, we work with key partners in four other GCC countries. During the second quarter, we added a new plant, as I mentioned, in Oman at Rimal Castle. And now we have a total of 9 plants outside of the UAE, providing over 315,000 tons of cooling to our customers. Around 65% of our capacity is consolidated, while the rest is equity accounted as associates and joint ventures. Tabreed has demonstrated its ability to deliver a steady increase in connected capacity in the region, driven by growth in our key markets across the GCC, and by successfully leveraging our regional network to take advantage of commercial opportunities as and when they present themselves. If I can move to the next slide. This slide recaps the evolution of our results over the years. To summarize, Tabreed is a stable utility infrastructure business with strong and stable cash flows, predictable earnings, and delivering both top and bottom line growth. Our portfolio of long-term contracts with government and other customers provide stable and sustainable cash flows, which allow us to invest in new projects and maintain our commitment to our shareholders' returns. I will now hand over to Steve, the CFO, who will take us through the results in some more detail.
Thank you, Jassim, and good afternoon to everybody. It's great to be here again. And I have the pleasure of taking you through what was a pretty good set of results for the quarter and the first half year. So turning to slide 9, the income statement, I'll highlight, as usual, just a few key points for the first half. Net income is up 20%, driven by a 17% increase in chilled water revenues and a 15% increase in chilled water profit from operations. The 17% increase in chilled water revenue is driven by the following factors. First, new capacity additions contribute about 8% of the chilled water revenue growth. Second, the utility tariff increase in Abu Dhabi, which was introduced in the first of this year, led to a 6% increase in chilled water revenue. Third, the 2016 published UAE CPI indexation of our contracts was 1.62%, which has largely been passed through onto a majority of our customers as escalation in capacity charges. And finally, additional revenue from Oman and Bahrain contributed just over 1% to chilled water revenue growth. Within our value chain businesses, a reduction in order books at our pipe fabrication company EPPI was the main reason behind the 41% decline in revenue from those businesses. Despite lower volumes, the companies remained profitable overall. You will see a 10% increase in finance costs, which was offset by a share of results of associates and joint ventures, which are up by 29%. Overall, net income increased by 20% in the first half. Our gross margins were stable, which is consistent with the utility business model that we operate. We'll now have a quick look at the financial position of the company on slide 10. The balance sheet remains strong. Again, I'll just pull out a couple of the highlights. First of all, you will see that we ended the first half with 500 million dirhams of cash on the balance sheet. This higher cash balance was primarily due to strong operating cash flows, which we'll look at in the next slide, and an increase in gross debt associated with the refinancing of existing corporate debt at the end of June. And again, I'll come back to the refinancing. The details of which were essentially we drew down 1.2 billion dirhams of a new Islamic facility. We repaid 950 million dirhams of a corporate facility. And that's the difference between those two numbers essentially contributed to that cash balance at quarter end. Since the end of the quarter, we have repaid our 150 million of our revolving credit facility. Gearing at 45% is in line with global utilities. We'll discuss the debt portfolio and the new Islamic facility in further detail in a later slide. Finally, just to note that whilst a slight timing delay led to an increase in receivables at period end, we have seen strong collections in July 2017, which has brought us back to more or less in line with our contract. In summary, to breed strong, robust balance sheet position as well for further growth. Turning to the next slide, we'll look at the cash flow statement. I'm pleased to report that Tabreed has continued to generate strong cash flows, which are being utilised to invest in growth opportunities and provide dividend return to our shareholders. As you see in this slide, operating cash flows were up 10% in the first half of this year over the previous first half. And this reflected robust profit from operations. In terms of capital spend, the main item this first half has been the investment by the company of 100 million dirhams to acquire the nation's tower plant from ICT, and we've talked about that in previous calls. In summary, our cash generating ability remains robust, driven by long-term price certain contracts, providing a base for investment and growth. Let me now turn to the debt portfolio on slide 12. This is a little different to the slide that we usually show, because I want to just say a little bit more about the Islamic facility that we've just raised. The strategic context for the new financing is our desire to extend the tenor of our debt to match asset life as far as possible. And this is something that has always been a target of ours and we've talked about on previous calls. And as you know, the corporate debt that was in place, and some of it still is in place, had a final maturity of 2021 with a significant bullet repayment of 2.1 billion dirhams in 2021. We have now secured a 1.5 billion dirham 10-year receivable-based Islamic facility to refinance part of that corporate debt and provide additional capacity to fund new projects. The cost of this facility is in line with the debt it has replaced. The new financing provides a number of benefits to Tabreed, which are shown in this slide. In summary, first of all, it extends the average life of Tabreed's debt by about 2 years. Second, it terms out 0.8 billion dirham of the 2.1 billion dirham bullet due in 2021. So, just approaching half of that bullet repayment has now been refinanced into a longer term. And of course, it provides 0.5 billion dirhams of additional funding capacity for new projects over the next 2 years. As I mentioned earlier, we've drawn down 1.2 billion of this facility already, 1.2 billion of the 1.5 billion, and that has been mainly used to refinance existing debt. As of today, 0.3 billion of the facility remains available for new projects as needed. Finally, I'd just like to point out the table at the bottom of the page, which produces the usual summary of our total debt portfolio, including the new Islamic facility. We have 3.5 billion dirhams of total debt outstanding. The debt is mainly floating rate, though 60% of it is hedged into fixed rate. We continue to monitor the interest rate outlook on an ongoing basis, and we have increased our hedge coverage in the first half of the year to further de-risk against rate increases. That completes the detailed review of our first half results. Let me now pass back to Jeff.
Thank you, Steve. So moving on to the next slide. Earlier in the presentation, I talked about the MCB and introduction of the new large strategic shareholder. And this slide provides further details. The first section of the slide summarizes the transaction, which I hope is familiar to you now. Mubadala is converting all of the MCBs to shares and selling 40% of Tabreed to NG at a price of 2.62 dirhams per share. A few words about our new shareholder, NG. They are a global energy leader listed on the Paris Stock Exchange
with a market cap of over $30 billion and operations in over 70 countries. They have a strong presence in this region with over 30 gigawatts of electrical capacity alone in this region. They are a major player in district energy in Europe and Southeast Asia. Their investments in Tabreed will be their first in district cooling in this part of the world, and Tabreed will be their vehicle for district cooling here going forward. Tabreed is very excited about this transaction, which brings major benefits. ENGIE will bring a global expertise to enhance Tabreed's performance, particularly in the areas of operations and business development. We will retain the support of Mubadala as our largest shareholder, and an early conversion of the MCBs will save Tabreed over 150 million dirhams of cash over the next 2 years, with over 40 million dirhams saved for the rest of 2017. The next step in the transaction is to seek ESCA approval for the MCB conversion and the allotment of the shares to ENGIE, and we expect all this process to be completed in the third quarter of 2017. Therefore, we will be calling for a general assembly to elect four ENGIE members to the board of Tabreed. The four board members will replace the four of the current board members that we have. So moving to the last slide, we have a few closing comments. We've made good progress in 2017 with increase in both revenue and profitability. We provided capacity addition guidance of 60,000 tons to be added over the next 2 years, and we delivered out of that 36,000 tons in the first half. Tabreed now has a more flexible capital structure to fund future growth. And after the MCB conversion, Tabreed has a strong shareholder base with Mubadala and ENGIE, and that will provide support for future growth. Overall, we remain cautiously optimistic about the rest of 2017. Our core chilled water business provides stable and predictable revenues and profits, and we will continue to seek and close growth opportunities across the GCC. That concludes our presentation for today, and let me pass you back to Leila.
Thank you for joining us for our half-year earnings call. We will now take any questions you may have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Please lift your handset before you ask a question. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our first question comes from Metehan Mete, Vaha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. First of all, congratulations for the good results and also for the transaction that happened earlier. My question was regarding the accounts receivable item. Near 30% increase like since the beginning of the year. Do you think it's like normal course of the business, or shall we expect the accounts receivable to be decreasing for the rest of the year? Thanks.
Hi, Metehan. Thanks for your question. Steve here. There was an increase in the first half of the year, and I think we've indicated in previous calls that the environment we're in today, the market conditions, is making it a little bit more difficult. We have to work harder to collect our money. But we're certainly not seeing a systematic increase in receivables. So what we are seeing is occasionally payments slip into the next quarter by a few days or weeks. And that's happened on two or three occasions over the last year. And it happened again in the second quarter of this year, where we had about 100 million that we collected in early July. So As I said in my presentation, yes, there was an extension of receivables into July. That has been largely cleared up. We're operating overall more or less at contract day sales outstanding, but we just occasionally have some slippage. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they are definitely going to decline. I mean, we may well continue to see it, but overall, we are not seeing anything structural or systematic. So just slippage here and there.
Yeah, thanks for the answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question comes from Hakan Tarabain, Al Ramz Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and congratulations for the solid results. Actually, I would like to ask about the estimated impact of the refinancing you're doing on the net profit, because as we have seen, your finance costs went up this quarter by 10%. But what's your estimate going forward? Are you going to have saving on the finance costs, or is it going to be like increasing by 10%, or we'll say on this level going forward? Thanks.
You're right, and thanks, Hakam, for the question. We have seen an increase in finance costs in the first half. That reflects slightly higher IBOR. As you know, most of our facilities are IBOR referenced, and IBOR is definitely a bit higher this first half than first half of last year. And we also had slightly higher debt levels in the first half of this year versus last. But I don't see that. Obviously, I'm not going to sit here and say what's going to happen to IBOR. I've no idea. We do hedge at least 60% of our debt is hedged right now. So you can work out for yourself how much an increase in IBOR might have on our total financing bill. But other than that, you know, our debt levels have gone down again in July. We utilized $1.2 billion of this new Islamic facility, and we paid off about $1 billion of debt before the end of June, and then another $150 million after the end of June. So that was just a timing impact. So overall, I don't think we're seeing a 10% rise as going to be happening all the way through the year. I think debt levels will moderate, and if IBOR goes up or down, then it will affect our debt accordingly. But there's certainly nothing systematic there.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have a follow-up question from Metehan Mete, Vaha Capital. Sir, please go ahead.
I also wanted to ask you about regarding the ENGIE's acquisition of the stake in Tabreed. I mean, what are the operational, I mean, the value creation, I guess, comes from the new growth avenues that will be opened for Tabreed in Egypt, Turkey, and India, but are there also any, like, a margin increase that will happen over, like, the medium term from any, like, operational improvement or anything?
No, so thank you for the question on the ENGIE acquisition of 40% stake in Tabreed. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, we're very glad and delighted that we have a very strong shareholder, international multiplayer in the energy sector. And there's potentially there's lots of synergies. And I think where the areas where we're going to have where they're going to add lots of value is in terms of operational enhancements, business development, and potentially project financing. So these are the areas that we would expect a strategic shareholder as NG to contribute to Tabreed, and we're very excited. In terms of markets, I mean, historically we focus on the GCC, but we've never turned away from looking at an attractive opportunity, and we'll continue to do so. NG will provide that angle, giving us an eye opener into interesting and potential markets. In terms of quantifying the margin or improvements in our costs, I think that's a little bit early to quantify. My gut feeling is there's going to be improvements, but it'll be hard to quantify early on, and we'll see over the next 6 months to 1 year.
Thanks, Phil.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no other question. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
That concludes our half-year earnings call. Tabreed will be attending multiple investor events during the rest of the year, and we look forward to meeting with you then. You can find further details on the last slide. Should you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to contact us. Have a great day and goodbye, and thank you once again for joining the call.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.